This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Almost 100,000 people marched through the streets of Brussels today. They were protesting plans by the new government to implement severe austerity programs, which have been shown not to work in other European countries. The demonstrators objected to the government's cancellation of cost of living increases and plans to raise the retirement age to 67 by 2030. The increase in the pensionable age means that young people entering the workforce today will have to work longer to earn a pension, and those pensions will pay out less. European workers are still struggling with the effects of an economic crisis sparked by greedy, out-of-control American bankers in 2008. Across the European Union, one of the richest regions of the world, more than 125 million people are living in poverty or are close to it. The demonstration in Brussels was organized by the Belgium unions. It comes after massive demonstrations involving hundreds of thousands of workers in Greece and Italy.